105.7 KOZZ Reno's Classic Rock, and I'm talking to the man who can, has, and will again. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Billy Payne of Little Feet.
Hey, hi.
Oh, man.
I can hear them. I love it. My people.
Little Feet coming to town to strike up the band tour. It's going to be Sunday, the 15th of June, and you're bringing some friends with you, Pure Prairie League.
We love it, man. Since we put this band back together, we've been doing stuff with just people we love. You know, Pure Prairie League, Los Lobos has joined us a couple times.
Oh, love them.
A lot of new friends that we've been garnering over the years, too, but it's just such a, we still enjoy what the heck we do, right?
And, exactly.
It's a two-way street always with an audience, so we're really looking forward to getting back up to, in your direction and stealing the deal, as they say.
So now, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Billy Payne of Little Feet. Now, you were, for many years, Ted Templeman's go-to guy, and I remember when I first bought Doobie Brothers, Captain and Me, and had the 8-track in my El Camino, and you were a big part of that record.
Yeah, Teddy and I go back a long, long way, and Captain and Me, that had, I think it had, China Grove on it, did it
not? Yeah, yeah, and then you had a really cool keyboard, some really cool keyboard bits on Ukiah. It was really cool.
Yeah. I love the Doobie Brothers, man. I toured with them for about 7 years, about 3 years ago. And Mike McDonald and I, we stay in touch on a lot of things, too. And it was my birthday on the 12th, so I heard from a few of the guys from the Doobies the other day, along with a lot of other people. For anybody that was wishing me a happy birthday, I appreciate it, man. I'm 76 and still able to function, which is great. It's wonderful.
But that's what you do. You are a man of music. You are a man of song, and you know, to be out there on the road and doing shows, that's what we live for as musicians, to share the tune, throw down a little toe tapper. We're talking to Billy Payne, and of course, Billy Payne of Little Feet, now one of the founding members. You came out, you grew up in Texas, you put this band together with Lowell, and you know, I look back today, I mean, you still got Kenny Gradney and Sam Clayton and Fred Tackett, and you guys are still having a great time.
Yeah, this record we're going to be playing a few tracks from, it's called Strike Up the Band.
Yeah.
And we recorded it with Vance Powell. Vance works with Chris Stapleton. He's the head honcho with Fish at a lot of their recordings and their live shows. Vance is a beautiful guy.
Yeah.
And we did it down in Nashville.
Yeah.
We followed up Sam's place, which was this collection of blues material, which had Bonnie Raitt on it, and we had the horn section from Memphis that we've used a few times. We went into that to this new record with 13 new songs. Actually, we probably had close to 18 songs, so we had to make some serious choices.
And that's hard. That's hard. You got to choose between your babies.
You're right. Absolutely right. There's two that I wrote with Charlie Starr from Blackberry Smoke.
Yeah.
One of them got in there, and the other one didn't. But he got in touch to say happy birthday the other day, and I said, hey man, that other song that didn't make it is going to be on the next record, or I'll put it on a solo record. I don't really care, but I want it. It's a wonderful tune, and I was not upset that it didn't make it. I mean, it's a band. You got to give everybody the due. And I had to take what was coming just like everybody else. So it was good.
Well, it's hard because less is more when it comes to, you know, you got all your babies. They're all your favorite children. They're all your little songs. And then you got to get it down. Now, we're talking to Billy Payne from Little Feet. Little Feet going to be here at Pure Prairie League. It's coming up Sunday, the 15th of June, and this is a good time to go get your tickets, and the Grand Sierra box office is open. You should go by and pick them up there. But you are often regarded with people like Elton John regards you as one of the greatest of all time. I mean, you're just such I use the word chameleon because you kind of just become whatever music is around you.
Well, thank you, first and foremost. And thank you, Elton. That was the best $25 I think I ever spent. the truth of the matter is that as a musician, right?
Yeah.
In this book I'm writing, which is called Carnival Ghosts, I hope it's out in about a year from now, or close to it. Within that, the context of writing that book, I didn't want to say, well, I did this session. I wrote about four or five columns, about 50 people deep, and not telling you what I recorded on with them, because some of that will come out as the story moves forward. But
right.
I just had this list of people from Bob Seger to Bonnie Raitt, people you never heard of. Richard Torrance is a guy I enjoyed recording with. And I just looked at it and I said to myself, you know, I'm either really, really good or I can't hold a job.
And we're talking to Billy Payne from Little Feet. It's going to be Sunday, this 15th of June. Waiting for Columbus, often regarded as the best live record ever. And of course, my old pal, Mimi Castillo, Emilio. Tower of Power horns, you know, big favorites. Tower of Power, big favorites here in Northern Nevada, being that, you know, Reno, Nevada is the end of the Bay Area, and that East Bay Grease, you know, you're talking about Tower of Power, but the Tower of Power horns, Little Feet, Waiting for Columbus, one of the greatest live albums ever, if not the best, and you're bringing that whole live experience to town on stage with Pure Prairie League. What a night this is going to be!
Well, you know, thank you again. I mean, it's God. I just look back on all this, and living in the now, right? Which is, we have Scott Girard playing guitar with us, singing, Tony Leone on drums. Both these guys are from the East Coast, New York area. Scott's originally from Michigan. I've got a huge Michigan connection in my life. But playing music is so much fun when you're right with the right players.
Yeah.
And Little Feet has always, we've always gravitated to great players married up to great music, or at least that's the hope with all of it. You know, it's aspirational, but it's something Lowell and I talked about in the really early going, was the flexibility of Little Feet. Did we need horns? Did we need another guitar player? Well, a couple years after we started, we did. We brought in Paul Barrere. Bruce Barlow from Commander Cody was one of the guys that we first looked at to play bass, and we wound up with Roy Estrada, of course, from the Mother's Invention.
Yeah,
but
we did.
But we had Bruce Barlow is a dear, dear friend of mine, and it's just a collection of musicians, right? And so in that sense, I want to say it's loose, but it's not like this, you know, we're not pop stars. I think Richie Hayward was the only real rock star in the band. And
that's his soul.
But
man,
he didn't act like it, but he was one of those guys, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Paul, Richie, Lowell, what a cast of characters. And, you know, what about all your album covers? Yeah, some of the greatest album covers ever.
Well, Neon Park, with the exception of the very first record, which was done by the L.A. Art Squad, we were in 85, 90-degree heat in Venice, California, standing in front of a building with what the street would look like if it were immersed in snow.
Yeah.
so we were dressed up in these thick coats and stuff. But Neon Park came in on sailing shoes. The first time I ever saw his artwork was on a Mother's record, and it was called Weasels Ripped My Flesh.
Yeah.
And Neon became a steadfast and dear friend for many, many years. But he was he picked up a hitchhiker on the way over to Lowell's, and the guy they picked up was Ivan the Ice Cream Man, who I wound up playing on one of his records.
Yeah.
Ivan was pretty much a street person.
Yeah.
But Neon picked him up, took him over to Lowell's, and there you go. So that whole era to write about was immensely gratifying, and just putting yourself back into the living room with Lowell George, Elliot Ingberg from the Mothers, and later from Don't Bogart That Joint, which was the Fraternity of Man, is in the house, and he walks up to me with a single record. It was Psychedelic label, Acid Head Productions, and it was a group I had played in Santa Maria, California, and it was She's Kind of Weird, and I think that was on side B or A.
Yeah.
And he goes, "Is that you on this record?" I go, "Yeah, Elliot. Where'd you find it?" He says, "It was in a bin, and I picked it up because of the Psychedelic label, Acid Head Productions." I said, "Listen, man, I was 16 years old. Maybe 6 months later, I knew what acid was, but at that time, I didn't have a clue." So,
you know, when you talk about LA bands, Jane's Addiction and the Red Hot Chili Peppers, there was like kind of like a revolving door of sharing different, you know, it's like, okay, you're in the band this week, you're in the band now. But with the Mothers of Invention and Little Feat, there was kind of like an open door between both bands as this talent sharing consortium.
there was. And that's why, you know, in writing this book, I connected when Sam Clayton and Kenny Gradney joined the group, which was in 1972, to join us on Dixie Chicken.
Yeah.
They came from the Delaney and Bonnie.
Yeah.
And for those out there that don't know who Delaney and Bonnie is, well, I'm doing you a big favor.
Go get some.
Check them out. It's wonderful music.
Eric Clapton
but they
knows
came
who they
in
are.
I think your crowd does. But the credentials they walked through the door with, I took from 1972, and I jumped up to 2021 mm-hmm. to introduce people to Scott Gerard and Tony Leone, and how they came across the band. Also from the Doobie Brothers, Ed Toth, who plays drums for the Doobies,
yeah.
how he came to hear Little Feet.
Yeah.
So ultimately what we're talking about here is an elevated and prized word called legacy.
Yeah.
And Little Feet has legacy from here off into the future. I mean, I don't know where it ends, but what we've constructed over the years with Paul Barrere, with Sean Murphy, with Craig Fuller, who is with Pure Prairie League. I don't know if Craig's going to be on the date or not, but it's a sense of legacy. It's surrounded again by great musicianship and the aspirational hope of writing great songs. It's a good combination to have with anybody. And I was sitting in a hotel room with Greg Allman, and I was playing with the Doobie Brothers, and he wanted to sing Taking It to the Streets. This is before Michael McDonald came back out to join them.
Right.
And I said, "Look, man, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be playing the changes to that song. You're going to be singing it. If you want to, like, hit a high G up there on the Hammond B3, be my guest. But I'm not going to teach you this song. You're not going to learn it tonight and then tomorrow night in front of 12,000 people or however many people show up, be able to both play and sing.
Yeah.
So don't worry about it." And he goes, "Oh, okay." And he proceeded to tell me about the old days when he and his brother were listening to Little Feet, and that they were talking about me. And I went, "You're talking about me?
Wow!"
I just was like, I was floored. And I said, "Well, I remember a date we played with you guys at the in Houston Coliseum, I think it was, and listening to Dwayne play slide guitar.
Yeah.
Now Lola just started playing slide.
Yeah.
And Dwayne had been playing for a long time, but if I had to choose between the two, I would have hands down chosen Dwayne.
Yeah.
Over Lowell. But Lowell, to his credit and to his musicianship, and the fact that Dwayne passed away not too long after that show, who played in 70 or 71, I guess.
Gone.
I mean, come on, it's right. I mean, it's just, you, it just gives me chills to think about this stuff. And now watching Scott Sherrard play and listening to him play, he's an amazing player. There's times when he has that Lowell thing, but he's also himself.
Yeah.
Same thing with, you can't replace Richie Hayward on drums.
No.
And I got to say that the best compliment I ever heard from a fan towards Tony Leone was, look, he's not Richie Hayward, but Richie Hayward isn't Tony Leone either. Well said. So yeah. I'm telling you, people, I mean, you want to hear some really, really good music. And this is not just like some sort of come on down the gig, we're back again for the 100th time to knock your socks off. I mean, I don't have to do this stuff. I love doing it.
Yeah.
And I love it because I'm playing with great people.
Well, it's who you are. It's what you are. It's Little Feat. And ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Billy Payne. Little Feat going to be here Sunday, June 15th with Pure Prairie League. It's going to be a night of nights. This is it, the night of nights, and this is something you got to be a part of. Strike Up the Band Tour, the new album, Strike Up the Band. Go to YouTube, if you're sitting around your computer, go to YouTube and bring up the YouTube video, Too High to Cut My Hair. You know, the thing about Little Feat is that the stories, Ray Charles always talked about country music and the stories, but great rock songs always had a story. And Little Feat, you know, all the stories in the songs, the great stories, but Too High to Cut My Hair. That's a pretty good one. You better check that one out. But Billy, I'm looking forward to seeing you, looking forward to catching up, looking forward to hearing the music. It's going to be the night of nights. Pure Prairie League and Little Feat, and Little Feat back with a new album, the Strike Up the Band Tour, hitting town Sunday, June 15th. Get your tickets at kozzradio.com. This is going to be a good one. Lots of love, my brother, and geez, keep doing what you do, because, you know, that's the secret of life. I think find that thing you do that you do well, do it a lot, and smile when you do it.
That's right. Yeah. Well said, man, and thank you, and love back to you as well. Appreciate people that appreciate us, and obviously you know the group well. I mean, you know us really well. I love that. Thank you.
Absolutely, my brother. We'll see you soon.
See you soon, man. Adios.